Well, as 2012 is close to winding down, many wonder how the nation's livestock and meat sector will fare heading into the new year. And when it comes to beef, the low inventory levels, drought conditions, and higher feed costs have caused forecasts for beef production numbers to drop over 4%. And according to USDA Outlook Chairman Jerry Bange, that means higher prices.
We do see a stronger price for steers for 2012 and for 2013. We went up both 75 cents for both years, primarily reflecting the somewhat tighter supply, cattle supplies, and the demand, which is still fairly good.
And the new projection for steers in 2013 is $128 a hundredweight. Now, in the hog sector, pork production is expected to slip another 1.5% next year, as Bange said producers are being cautious about changing production levels, even in the face of higher feed costs.
It looks like the pork producers are trying to stay more current. They're moving those animals through fairly quickly, lighter weights, where they're trying to keep their costs down and keep current on their marketings.
So, while both beef and pork production forecasts have been lowered for next year, it's a different situation when it comes to broilers.
We actually went up 172 million pounds for 2012 and up 30 million pounds for 2013.
Despite much higher feed costs, broiler producers are not yet showing signs of major cutbacks in output. And according to Bange, this is somewhat of a surprise to some analysts.
Some people have been expecting to see decreases in the numbers. We haven't seen that yet. It looks like these broiler producers, are going to try to weather the storm with regard to the higher feed prices and so forth. And we haven't seen any sign that there's been a significant cutback in production.
The broiler price projection for next year is at 88.5 cents per pound, an increase of almost 4%. Now, in the dairy sector, milk projection numbers for this year and next year are basically dead even. And while dairy operators are dealing with the uncertainty of new farm policy, Bange does know they will be looking at higher milk prices next year, as USDA is projecting a 5.4% hike in the all-milk price.
One of the things that's driving that along is stronger prices for both non-fat dry milk and whey. In terms of the non-fat dry milk especially, we are seeing a somewhat stronger international demand, and that's giving some boost of prices for that commodity.
The 2013 all-milk price was raised to $19.55 per hundredweight. That's up $1 from this year. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.